Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2016 Catapult Your Career Success Summit, Career Strategies and Tactics for Executives, Managers, and Leaders who desire to make a bigger impact, accomplish more in less time, and ultimately achieve greater success and recognition. I'm your host, Linda Catalan, Career Acceleration Coach and the President of Results Catalyst, Inc., a professional coaching and training company. You can check us out online at resultscatalyst.ca. I'm so excited. Today is another great day of this terrific telesummit, and I'm thrilled to have you all here with me on the call today. We have such an amazing lineup of guest speakers and career experts. And as a reminder, these calls are recorded, so if you miss one or wish to listen to one again, you do have the option to listen to the replays for free for a limited time or to purchase the recordings for your permanent library. I know you are receiving valuable information from each of our incredible speakers. I also encourage you to invite others to sign up for this free telesummit and spread the news. Now, joining me today on the 2016 Catapult Your Career Success Summit is Dr. Michelle Casto, speaking on the topic, The Six Stages to Discover Your Destiny and Live with More Fun, Freedom, and Fulfillment. I'm thrilled to be interviewing Michelle Casto today, who will share with us the six stages of the destiny discovery process and how to navigate them with more ease. She'll also share how to recognize and avoid the deadly D's of destiny, the absolute importance of firing your pesky saboteur and putting your soul in charge, as well as easy ways to energetically shift from limited thinking to infinite possibility consciousness. Today we're going to have an excellent session. I just know it. And before we get started, let me tell you just a little bit more about Dr. Michelle Casto. Michelle is an intuitive healer, a success coach, and awakening guide to light workers around the world, who specializes in supporting her clients to step out of the spiritual closet and into the destiny they were called for. She empowers changemakers to embrace their intuitive gifts and spiritual calling, making a prosperous living from their soul work while they rock the life of their dreams. Now, with a PhD in professional coaching techniques and over 20 years' experience as a mentor and guide, Dr. Michelle, affectionately known as Bright Michelle, is truly a seasoned expert who knows what it takes to clear the blocks to living your purpose. After turning down her light and trying to fit in for way too long, Michelle broke free from her own fears and began to live her destiny, claiming her intuitive and healing gifts through the business of her dreams. She facilitates dynamic transformation in her clients' lives using a unique blend of energy healing, spiritual psychology, and professional coaching skills to bring people into alignment with their soul's purpose. Michelle has become well known for her potent magic that transforms people into knowing and honoring who they are at a very deep level. Clients consistently report radical changes in their thinking and ways of living that are nothing short of miraculous. She's also the author of over 30 books, e-books, and programs, including The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. Michelle is a prolific writer, speaker, and the creator of Divine Harmonics Healing, and a unique angelic healing modality which uses vibration to impact the subconscious mind. She lives on the bright and sunny shores of North Padre Island, where she enjoys boating, beachcombing, and soaking in the brilliant rays of the South Texas sun. You can find her online at www.brightmichelle.com, where you will receive powerful guidance to live your own destiny. Without further ado, please join me in welcoming Dr. Michelle Casto. Hello and welcome, Michelle.
Hello, Linda. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about my favorite topic, which is helping people live a more empowered, purposeful life. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you, and we're excited to have you. It's a very different take on kind of finding and excavating your destiny. So I'm thrilled to have you here and take kind of your unique approach to exploring this topic. So let's jump right in, and I'll get started with some questions. Michelle, what are the six stages of the destiny discovery process that that we talked about earlier in your bio.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is really interesting because I've been in the field of coaching and career and purpose work for many, many years. And prior to becoming a life purpose coach, I was a national career development facilitator. I did a lot of work in the academic field. And really, all that stemmed from I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I initially started my journey. And so the six stages have really been revealed to me over the course of about 20 years working with clients all over the world. And what I've seen is it's a predictable stages that we go through when we begin to awaken that there might be something more for us to be experiencing and more of a contribution and more of a purpose to bring forward. And so I think it would be great to just kind of give everyone a little taste of each of the stages and let them know that this is based on the book that we mentioned, The Destiny Discovery. And basically, I think it's important to know what to expect in the stages so you can move through them with more ease and more grace.
Oh, awesome. I'd like to hear more.
Yeah, so we will start with the first stage, which is very important because if you never experience the awakening stage, you never really go on your destiny discovery journey. You just kind of stay in a job or a career field that you might be good at and you might make good money at, but it may not fulfill your soul. And so awakening is the first stage. And if you all are taking notes, you can kind of jot this down. There's going to be six stages, and they all begin with A, interestingly enough. And the first is awakening. And usually this comes about, you know, in terms of the professional purpose in our world, maybe a job change or a layoff or some kind of disruption that causes you to go, oh, whoa, wait a minute, something's changing here. And usually this is an opportunity from our deeper soul to wake us up to that there is something more that you're meant to be doing with your life. And so it can feel like a disorienting or disruptive process in the awakening stage, but yet it's a very important part of the process. So that's stage one, and then we'll go through these briefly, and then if you have any questions, just stop me, Linda, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
So awakening, and then we go into awareness. So then you might start having dreams or fantasies of something that you'd like to do, like, oh, I'd really like to write that book, but you might think, well, who am I to write that book, or who am I to, you know, to change careers at this stage in my, you know, my life, all these kinds of things. But yet you still start to have little inklings and ideas of some possibilities for yourself. That's awareness, which is stage two. Stage three is you start to come into acceptance. Now, this is an interesting stage for me as a career coach and purpose guide. Many people come to me who are in the acceptance stage. They may have awakened and become aware of what they'd like to do, but maybe they haven't accepted it, because typically our purpose is like scares us, and we think, well, who am I to do this? Who am I to, you know, again, do something like write a book, change careers, even change your lifestyle? So acceptance is an important part of the journey, and that's where the energy alignment work comes in. And I guess we'll stop with the first three, and then maybe we can talk about that a little bit, Linda, and then we'll go on to the last three.
Yeah, okay, that would be great. It's interesting because as you were speaking, Michelle, it really resonated for me because, you know, probably like a lot of people on the call, we all go through this at some point in our lives. And for me, you know, I used to call it my midlife crisis because it truly was like an awakening. It's like, you know, why am I here and do I really want to be doing this the rest of my life? So I could totally relate to what you've talked about so far. But maybe before you go into the next few, maybe you could speak to why awakening is so important and what someone could expect in that stage.
Yeah, you know, it really is important because we've heard, if you're in the spiritual community, you hear like the universe will talk to you in little whispers at first, like trying to get our attention. And a lot of times people have been experiencing what I call job dread for maybe years. You know, they wake up and their heart's just not in it. And there's these signs and symptoms that they need to make a change. But our personality and our ego likes comfort, so we stay comfortable. And we think, well, how am I going to survive if I don't have a paycheck? And all these questions of how it's going to work out. So we ignore the awakening. And what typically happens, unfortunately, is that because we're not listening to the soul whispers and the little nudges, we often get the cosmic 2x4. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is why I say to everyone, it's very important to listen to your intuition early and often so we can avoid a rude awakening, which for me looked like, you know, a pretty serious car accident where luckily no one was hurt, but the car was totaled and I ended up, you know, unconscious in the ambulance going, wow, is this a bad dream? And that's kind of one of the awakenings that I had when I was coming into my purpose. Now, of course, not everybody's has to be that extreme. But what I am saying is that the universe, spirit, whatever you might associate with that, is trying to talk to us and get our attention to have us rise to our own purpose. And oftentimes we ignore the signs and signals and we often have to have the ruder awakening.
Wow. Yeah, it's really interesting. One of the questions that I have, I want to just dig a little bit deeper here on the awakening piece, is how do you know that it's that you're ignoring awakening versus you're just being restless? And I'll give you some context. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of, like, particularly younger folks today that, you know, kind of move from job to job and that type of thing. So how do you know that it's truly awakening and not maybe something else?
I think actually both are good signs. If you're a job jumper, then you haven't landed on your purpose and you're trying to find yourself. I call it looking for yourself where you're not. So we go from job to job or relationship looking for ourselves. And what we're all looking for, I believe, the greater purpose of our divine destiny is to find ourselves, our true self, the authentic self. That's our purpose. And we can express it in different ways. So I think restlessness is also awakening. It's just maybe a different technique or way to get your attention. Mm-hmm. I think what people want to be paying attention to is their feelings and how they're feeling when they get up to go do what they are doing. How do you feel in your body? Do you feel a sinking sensation, or does it feel heavy or significant or like I have to do it? Or does it feel light and joyful and engaging and vital for you? And sometimes we start to numb out because we get used to, well, we just think, well, I'm supposed to feel stressed out. Everybody in my industry feels this way. However, if you're not feeling, I have a friend who says that if he wakes up 5 days in a row and doesn't want to go to his job, that he knows it's time for a change. That's a very powerful way to live. Not everybody can do that, because a lot of folks out there, I know these are executive powerful women listening to the summit, they may feel like they're kind of stuck or they have to stay, or there's this career ladder that we were all taught that we're supposed to want to climb. And if you notice, you know, some of those traditional concepts are falling away, of course. However, there's still a lot of residual ways of what we think we are supposed to do or should do that might be causing us to not really pay attention to how we're feeling and to the lightness versus the significance or the heaviness or the shoulds that we often buy into.
Okay. Wonderful. And I love the way you depicted the awareness and the acceptance. So what are the other six stages?
Okay, so we've got awakening, awareness, and acceptance. And then the other three stages, once you've become aware of who you are and what you'd like to possibly do as your purpose, you move into articulation. And articulation is basically putting into words, you know, I am a career counselor who helps, you know, executive women find more balance and peace in their life, for example. That might be one way of putting it. The way that I put my purpose now is something like intuitive energy healing for the destiny driven. And I found that the more potent and shorter words that you can put it, encapsulate it, the closer you are to actually being on point with it. I find a lot of folks struggle with articulation and trying to explain it, and they get all flowery and they put all these words to it, and it's like they haven't really quite landed on it. And believe me, I've struggled with this myself. I've been doing this work for at least 15 years, and the way that I talked about my purpose when I began is very different than the way I talk about it now, because I've grown and evolved in myself and in my messaging. However, it's important because you have to be able to speak about what it is that you do so that people can understand and connect with it. And then we can move into stage five, which is action. Now, it's interesting, action, you know, a lot of folks may come to career counselors or coaches and say, well, just I want to make a change. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And as you know, Linda, doing this work, there's stages that people go through, self-discovery and self-acceptance and finding out new directions. And there's stages that they go through before they get into action. Otherwise, we're just taking action, possibly leading us in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So the action stage really comes after you've really accepted and articulated and come into some embodiment of your purpose. Then the actions become much easier and more inspired, and things start kind of happening with you and for you.
Yeah, I love that you you said that, because you're right. Like, I could see this kind of spinning of wheels where you move into action and then you become restless again.
Yeah, right. That's so true. Well, tell me more about this restless thing, because I think we want to look at this a little deeper. Because I love it's a word that really rings true for me. So can you just speak a little bit more about it, and let's see where we go with this purpose conversation.
Okay, yeah. I love this. The interviewee is becoming the interviewer.
Just one quick question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, it's interesting to me, as I'm listening to you, I'm just resonating with some of the words and the descriptions that you've used, and this word restlessness came up for me because I think of so many people, you know, that I work with and that I observe in the career space, you know, and the best word to describe it is there's this restlessness. They don't necessarily feel like if they're in the right role or in the right company or necessarily living, you know, on purpose, and yet they feel stuck. You know, they feel stuck. And so part of it is, you know, as you described earlier, this kind of quest for constantly figuring themselves out, or finding a job that will satisfy them, or finding a relationship that will satisfy them. And so much of it is kind of almost, you know, kind of taking a step back and doing that to self-discovery work and that self-awareness work and kind of going inside versus outside to understand first and get comfortable and start to really like yourself before you can really kind of step out and get unstuck and start to move into action and articulation and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the
mm-hmm.
other things that you talked about.
I love it, yeah, because we're restless souls. And the reason why we're restless, from my point of view, is that we haven't found ourselves. You know, it's like that U2 song, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It's like,
yeah.
But what we're looking for, and this is the beautiful thing about what the whole book that I wrote and really my offering to the world is that you're looking for yourself. And if you look on the cover of the book, there's a treasure chest with footprints in the sand leading up to the treasure chest and light coming out of the chest. Well, that's very symbolic of what we're talking about here, because what we're looking for is already within us. It's our own very heart and soul, okay? And that's the greatest destiny discovery. That's the journey we're all on. It's a soul's journey that we're on. In fact, the book is divided into the first half is the soul's journey and kind of what that's about, and the second half explains the stages that you go through. But I love this idea of restlessness, and I actually call it in the book the yearning undefined. Right? So it's like we have this feeling of like there's something missing, there's something more I'm supposed to be doing. And so we can, it's like you can change jobs, you can change buildings, you can change lovers, but until you change the internal relationship that you're having with yourself, the relationship with life, career, love, or anything will be just another experience and opportunity for you to wake up, which goes back to awakening.
Yeah.
And even when we go through a destiny discovery and we get to some level, like you and I have in our careers, there's another level to go to. And guess what? There's more awakenings, which leads me to stage six, which is very important as well, because this is a cycle and it's allowance. Mm-hmm. So allowance is when we start getting into our own flow. We start to, we've done the discovery work. We know who we are. We've made choices and changes that align us with who we are on the inside so that our life reflects that. And it's an authentic reflection. And so once we get to allowance, it's a wonderful place. Now, here's the trick. Allowance also is happening at every stage if we're doing it right. And I don't mean right, like right, wrong, but if we're doing it with more ease. Because even when you're in awakening, and let's say your whole life has fallen apart like mine did twice, where I felt like everything was just like, everything was falling apart. And of course, now we know that it was falling together in a better way. But when you're in the middle of the falling apart phase, it feels very scary, uncertain, and nobody wants to go there for the most part. Our personality wants to avoid that like the plague. However, we are on a soul's journey, and if we can allow the disruption and the disorientation and the uncertainty and find some inner peace and, of course, have a guide which will help you through navigate, then we can get into our destiny discovery journey at the next level. And that's how I've experienced it.
How beautiful is that? I love it. So, Michelle, what do you, in, you know, that you've seen, what is the main block or blocks that people living their, you know, living their purpose or destiny in life, what do you see as the main blocks there?
I will tell you the two main reasons why I believe people are not living their purpose. The first, we kind of touched on it a little bit, Linda, and that's the fear of change. Because often we need to let something go, like a relationship, like a lifestyle, like a job or career that's cushy or comfortable, to step into the unknown. And so fear of change, that's why we have millions of self-help books about it. It's just not that easy for our humanity yet. And yet change is the one thing we can all count on. So managing change and making smart life changes is definitely part of this process. The other is what I've seen, and this is the restlessness thing that you brought in. People are chasing opportunities versus creating on purpose.
Ooh,
so
if
they get, yes, it's very, very powerful. I want everyone to get this. Chasing opportunities versus creating on purpose. What will happen is that someone will tell you, ooh, you should get into network marketing, or ooh, you should get into this, or you should become a coach, or whatever it is that's the hot trend. And people are often running, looking for themselves where they're not, without any kind of alignment with, is this really for me? And am I passionate about this? And how does this feel? We are making these choices from our head, and this is also the reason why people are not finding their purpose in life. We have been trained to be analytical and logical, and I will tell you, you cannot discover your purpose or your destiny trying to figure it out from your head. You have to go into your heart and your feeling space. So do you see what I'm saying? So we get restless,
totally.
And we go chasing off an opportunity only to find out that that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I heard someone say that change. That there was a study done on torture, and the same feelings that you feel when you're tortured are the feelings that you feel when you're going through change.
Oh, I think I felt that feeling once or twice. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now, Michelle, what are some signs of job dread, and what do you do about making an escape plan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, going back to your feelings, like, do you get headaches? Are you sick? How is your stress? And the biggest sign is, do you feel light and joyful, or do you feel heavy and significant, or, like, kind of down? That's the energy that we have to pay attention to. Now, we have to be careful when we start to feel kind of like this is just the way it is. I don't really see a way out. I feel stuck. That starts to feel normal. But, like, if you follow my friend's example and you wake up 5 days in a row and you're not feeling it, that's a big sign to reevaluate what's going on. Why are you allowing yourself to keep choosing something that clearly is not good for you or your soul? And so we often hear about, you know, we're trading our souls, or, you know, trading you know, it's a soul-sucking job. If you feel like your soul is getting sucked, it's just a big sign. And we can giggle about it, but I really want y'all to hear that. And here's what I would give to you. If anyone listening has felt that way or is feeling that way today, please get out a piece of paper in your journal and write down some feelings and thoughts about that and start to get in touch and look at the truth of the reality. That's your first step.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a second part to that question. What was that?
What do you do about making an escape plan? So then how do you, you know, kind of free yourself from this situation?
Yes, the escape plan. Now, this is really, I want to everybody to think of bridges, right? So a bridge is like you're on one side of this great chasm, and then on the other side is the happiness or success or purpose that you're seeking. We want to build a bridge. And it takes activating your courageous heart to do that because it's so much easier to just stay where you are. And in fact, the saboteur inside all of us wants us to keep status quo. So the way that you build a bridge is you start to learn and ask new questions. So you read some books, you ask some questions, and then get a map and a guide. That's why you're probably doing this summit, is to help folks realize that having a coach by your side can help you navigate the changes and challenges that you're coming face-to-face with in your career journey. That is going to shortcut your process and enable you to build a bridge from where you are to where you want to be. And I also say that you don't have to just take a flying leap off the ledge. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to find my purpose. That's not smart. We still want to be grounded and practical and give yourself a 6-month plan. But you need to work the plan and you need to have a strategy for making that exit and letting go of the job that you've outgrown. And now that goes back to one more thing I wanted to make sure I brought up. Another reason why folks are not living their purpose is because they refuse to let go of the path or the job or the person that they've simply outgrown. Now, here's the distinction. Most of us stay there because we don't want to be wrong about something. Our ego doesn't want us to be wrong that we chose what we chose. And even though our heart's not been in that job for maybe 5 years, we don't want to let it go. But if you can reframe it to realize that there's nothing wrong with you, the job, the people, or anything, there's no judgment, but you have outgrown it and you are being asked to go to a higher grade level. And that's what we naturally do when we're growing up. We go to the next level, and that's natural. But as adults, we stop allowing ourselves that luxury.
It's so true what you're saying, Michelle. I mean, one of the I know when I work with people who are transitioning from, you know, either one career to another or one job to another, so many people identify themselves with their job or their title. And it's almost like they grieve that when they lose it. And so it's so true. It's so hard to let it go but I love this notion of kind of reframing it, and I love this term of outgrowing it, because it's true. It's if we think of ourselves as, you know, an evolutionary kind of path versus revolutionary, right, then it's just part of our natural process.
Yes, and I love that you mentioned the identity piece too, because, again, this is where you can shorten your change process, because there is a natural grieving process that we go through when something comes to completion. And we need to give ourselves that time. And we need to also see that our identity is not limited to a role or a situation, that we are much greater than that. And to start identifying with new possibilities, like what if you could be a coach or healer or speaker or, you know, and I also say this to make everyone feel a little better too. I think everything that you've experienced so far has been training ground for your purpose. There's nothing really been wasted. You know, all those little different experiences and jobs I've had that might have seemed insignificant, they all served a purpose, and everything does. The key is you have to know when it's time to let it go and step into the unknown. And
yeah, that's great. Now you have this term called the deadly D's of destiny. What are some of the deadly D's of destiny, and how do we avoid them?
Sounds so sinister when you say it that way.
yeah.
But really, they can be tricky ones. So I'll talk about a couple of them. I think there's 7 in the book. But one is the detour, right? So we take a job supposed to be temporary, and all of a sudden, like, 5 years goes by, and we're like, what happened? This was just supposed to get me from point A to point B, and that's a detour. And now all of a sudden you've got to backtrack or get out of that detour back onto your path. Another D that is pretty deadly in our modern world is distraction. So we can have a million distractions, social media, our families, our kids, you know, something going on with our husband, you know, our parents might be getting older. I mean, there's a million different distractions that can pull us off path that are very convenient sounding excuses. And then finally, doubt. You know, doubt is another deadly D when we stop believing in ourselves that we can make a change and that we can access more courage and confidence to become who we were meant to be.
Yeah. And how would you recommend that we go about kind of avoiding some of these things that you talked about?
The number one way is to always be in relationship with a mentor or guide. I mean, honestly, that's the way the people that are the most successful do it. Every millionaire, every great real estate agent, actor, athlete, they have a coach and a mentor, sometimes several at a time. We all have blind spots. If we are left to our own devices, our personality and ego will probably win our life. And I believe that we need to integrate the ego and the saboteur into the soul's plan. And that's where I work with my clients. So I do a process called fire your pesky saboteur and hire your inner rock star.
I like that.
Fire your pesky saboteur, that one that keeps telling you that you can't or you're too old or all the reasons and excuses. Or the what if one, that's a big one. What if this doesn't work out and we go into this negative thinking? And basically the saboteur's job is to keep us in status quo. However, I believe the way that I work with it is an energetic approach. And we don't make that part of us wrong, but what we do is we bring it on board with the greater purpose and destiny that you're here for. We work with the energy and we don't have it working against us. And I do that through basically a reorganization of the person's psyche so that it actually gives a promotion and is given a new position that's better suited for it. But typically, I will say, Linda, that the saboteur lives in people's heads and it's full of negative thinking. And so to me, that's if people do nothing else this year for their personal development, I would recommend working with a coach or an energy healer on the saboteur aspect, because I guarantee that that part of them is running so much of their life that they may not even realize.
Okay. And so for the benefit of the listeners listening to this call, could you just define saboteur again for us so that, you know, we're kind of all on the same page there?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's like the part of us that wants to stay safe and keep things the same. So a saboteur will do things like, oh, you have a big interview and your throat gets scratchy, or you get a headache, or you have a little fender bender, or you get close to having a relationship that you really want and all of a sudden fear and doubt comes crowding in and you have a nasty fight. You know, little things to kind of trip you up to keep you in your comfort zone. And it's a psychological condition that every one of us has. Some people's saboteurs are more in charge than others, and I see this with my clients, and I'm sure you do too.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of my clients, I always do a meet your saboteur session first, because you have to know who's in charge of your own mind Because if you don't, it will just take you down pathways that are not of your conscious choosing. So it means well, and we hired it to do the work to keep us so-called safe. However, if you really want to live your life on purpose and go to your next level in your career, or even just go to another level in your executive career, working with that energy and having a partnership with it will make your life so much easier.
Beautiful. I love it. I was thinking of who's in charge of your mind, and I kept thinking, who's driving the bus?
Right.
Now, Michelle, what is intuitive energy alignment? Maybe you can talk more about that for our listeners, because some of our listeners might not even be familiar with, you know, any energetic kind of healing at all.
Yeah, I think I'm probably one of your unique summit specialists. So, yeah, so intuitive energy alignment for me, I'm very intuitive and I feel energy. So I can often spot something and, you know, spot the blind spots that folks are not seeing. And then the way I work is an energy alignment process. So like with the saboteur part, what I typically do, you know, real briefly to give away my little trade secret, is I move the energy out of their head and I move it into their heart. Where it can be more discerning and help you to make better choices, but it's filtered through your heart's wisdom, not the crazy making mind that wants to stay in charge and keep things the same. And that is what I mean when I intuitively, energetically align somebody. We sort of play with, move, shift, transform the blocked energy and the hidden energy that they may not be aware of. And even with belief work, you can change a belief, like a simple belief like, I am confident to make this career change. And you can say that all day long, but if there's a belief energy system in your body, let's say stuck in your stomach area, if you don't also move the energy around the belief, then you're not getting it to the core. And so that's what we would do, is see where the energy is blocking in your body and move it out of your body so that you start flowing with more vitality and more confidence and more clarity.
I love it. Now, this is all everything that you've talked about here is based on your book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the book is about? And if you had to sum it up in a few sentences, how would you describe the book?
Yeah, thank you for asking. It's my life's work in the book, and so it's all the work that I've been doing with clients over almost 2 decades, and it's about you finding you. It's about you discovering yourself and your purpose. And it's people that read it tell me that it's like I'm right there with them. I don't know. I guess I have a way of bringing in an energy to the book, and so a lot of folks read this book 3 and 4 times because we're talking about purpose and destiny. It's a pretty big topic. You know, it's not a career management textbook. It's really diving deep into your soul and who you are and what might be in the way of you expressing who you are. And so I think if I had to sum it up, I would say it's about discovering the treasure that's within you and learning to express that and share that with others in the world.
Beautiful. I love it. Now, Michelle, for the listeners out there, your website is brightlightcoach.com. And I just want to say to the listeners that Michelle's got this great free gift for each of you. It's her Destiny Success Kit, which is a jumpstart collection of gifts to identify and clarify your purpose and start heading in the right direction with the most ease possible. Now, you can download this fabulous free gift from Michelle. You can access it from our speakers page, resultscatalyst.ca/2016speakers.html, or you can go directly to Michelle's website, brightlightcoach.com/destiny-bonus. Did you want to say anything about the free gift, Michelle? Is there something that the audience should know about it?
Sure. Well, it will definitely give them, I think there's a chapter or two excerpt of the book that we've been talking about. And there's some audios, and I'm pretty sure there's one of my famous, it's semi-famous, poems that I wrote about awakening that's also a part of that gift. So it's a couple different things, but the chapter is probably what people are going to resonate with most, and it'll give them a taste of some of the work that's in the book, The Destiny Discovery.
Perfect. And now, in addition, the audience should know that Michelle has another great offer, and that is when you purchase her book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. If you purchase this during the Telesummit, you'll also receive a complimentary 20-minute Breakthrough to Clarity coaching session with Michelle. And you can find her book at liveyourdivinedestiny.com. Michelle, this has been just absolutely wonderful. Do you have any last words that you want to share with the group on this very important topic?
Yes. I want to remind everyone that you really do have a unique purpose for being alive, and that now is the time to discover it. It's your choice. There's no have-tos, but it certainly makes life really more fulfilling and meaningful, and it's a really exciting thing to do. And the other thing is I really wanted to make the offer for private connection because I believe that we don't need more information, really. We need more application. And I found that just having one conversation with someone or listening to one call, like with Linda's Telesummit, can really open up a whole new vista for folks. And that's why I wanted to make the personal connection special bonus just for you all to do that and to really, whether it's with me or someone else, have a guide help you to chart a new course for 2016 because I think it's going to be an amazing year.
Awesome. Thank you. And I can feel your energy, Michelle. It's a wonderful energy, and I hope that our listeners will take full advantage of everything that you're offering here on the call today. So, Michelle, I want to thank you again so much for joining us today and sharing your knowledge, your experience, and your beautiful energy regarding the six stages to discover your destiny and live with more fun, freedom, and fulfillment.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, and thank you to everyone here today. Today we heard Dr. Michelle Casto, speak on the topic six stages to discover your destiny and live with more fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Again, Michelle's website is brightlightcoach.com. Michelle, thanks for providing such wonderful insights, and a special thank you to all the listeners who joined us here today. Before you all go, I just want to remind everyone on the call that we have many more incredible guest speakers and career experts available for you to listen to. So please take full advantage of this terrific telesummit. This is Linda Catalan, Career Acceleration Coach, and your host of the 2016 Catapult Your Career Success Summit. Have a great day.